from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know what business Buffalo is no longer in? Green banana business. They are no longer in the green banana business. Picks and prospects, it's time to start turning these into players. Yellow bananas in Buffalo, please. No longer green bananas.
What an analogy there from Jeff Merrick as he joined Joe earlier this week on the morning show. And you're hearing a lot of chatter from Merrick and Elliot Friedman about the Buffalo Sabres when it comes to trading the 11th overall pick. Well, why don't we go ahead and dive a little deeper into that, Brayton, as we get from the combine the noted jerk himself, one of the more knowledgeable people that we always like to talk to on this show, friend of the show, and hopefully friend of yours out there as well, Joe Yurden, joining us now on the West Her Hotline. Joe, how you doing?
Doing good, guys. Good to be talking with you. Busy day here, hockey wise, eh?
Hey, you know what? Thank you for carving out the time to be able to talk to us down from there. So, why don't we just start there? What's the scene like at the combine right now, and the gauge on the energy going on from Harbor Center?
Well, I mean, energy is kind of like, well, we've been doing this before, so we're all kind of used to it at this point. But it's seeing the players going through and doing their workouts and all the team staffers just watching everything, keeping an eye on everybody, and seeing if the results check up with how they think they should be. Yeah, it's pretty straightforward day here, but yeah, lots of buzzing, lots of action. We've already spoken with Macklin Celebrini and spoken with a good handful of the top guys already, and we got more to come. So it's full day.
Yeah, Joe. I mean, I've been down there for media day at the combine, talking with a bunch of the prospects. It's always a fun time because you get the fun, quirky questions that the players reveal in terms of their meetings with general managers and other staff from teams across the NHL. I mean, what have been some of your favorite talking points from some of the prospects today as they get ready for their chance to be drafted in a couple of weeks here?
Well, we're finding out a few of the teams were playing board games to try to find out what makes some of these guys tick. I haven't been able to find out which kind of board games exactly, but an interesting tactic, I think, probably to see how competitive everybody is and how that goes. And yeah, the classic, if you're an animal, what animal would you be? Although I think one of the teams, one of the players told us that one of the teams told us said you can't pick a horse or a dog. So you have to go in the other direction. So, T.J. Ginla, Jerome Ginla's son. So, everybody can feel really old out there. Told us that he picked to be a Pegasus because it's like, okay, why? And he said, well, horses are very social, but he's like, when it's time for me to fly, like I can rise above. And I'm like, okay, that's a great answer. Real animal or not, that's a great answer. But yeah, it's all about trying to like figure out, the interviews go all week. So they're about trying to figure out what makes some of these guys tick because only get a little bit of time to talk to them, maybe like a half, each team's got like maybe a half hour, 40 minutes with them. And if they, they set them up to have dinner with them to meet further, to, maybe figure out a little bit more, then they do that. But yeah, it's, it's a very interesting process. It's very different from like the NFL combine, which we've gotten to see over the years. There's no on ice testing here. It's you know, the interviews are the bigger part, although the physical side of this is more for the strength and conditioning coaches.
Joe, now, of course, one of the things about combines is that, you know, like for the first time in a while, the GMs are typically together. And that kind of raises the question of something that's been a popular topic amongst the offseason for the Sabres of the 11th overall pick. Are they going to be keeping it? Will they not? We're starting to hear chatter from the likes of Elliot Friedman, Jeff Merrick about possibly Buffalo looking at dealing that pick. What are your thoughts on it? And have you heard anything around some chatter surrounding Buffalo when it comes to possibly moving that pick?
Well, no real chatter here. Mm-hmm. Although, I mean, Kevin Adams and Jerry Fortin and the rest of the staff are here watching everything. I mean, it's kind of easy to do that considering it's home turf. But I've heard a lot of the same talk that we're reading about now. And as far as like anything different coming out about that, there's nothing really. But it's this time of year. It's a lot of this can be misdirection. You have to kind of take everything with a grain of salt when it concerns draft picks and what teams are going to do with them, what they want, you know, if they're going to trade them or whatever. But something that, you know, seeing how New Jersey has made it very clear that they're picking 10th right ahead of Buffalo, and how they've said that, you know, that pick is very much up for grabs. That might get in the way of how Buffalo handles that, although both teams have different, vastly different needs. You know, New Jersey needs goaltending. Buffalo needs, you know, like top six help, maybe. You know, like it's different needs for what you want to do. But I said as soon as they didn't win the lottery, I said that 11th pick should be up for grabs because you can make a great pick and get a great player here. Yes, and that player can be a vital addition. Or a big addition in 2-3 years time, but the Sabres aren't in the time. They're not in the window of waiting around for somebody right now. I mean, they've got a ton of prospects and everything, but you don't need to be. It's not necessary to pick at 11 if there's a deal to be made where you can improve your team right now.
Joe Yerden, noted hockey and from Bleacher Report, joining us right now on the Western Hotline here on WGR. You can also follow him on X and also on Blue Sky at Joe Yerden. Joe, looking at the pick though, we could be talking all we want about trying to trade them, but we look at last year's draft order come the first round, nothing happened. No trades were made. The draft order remained the same, and just one of those things that happens every once in a while. But when looking at that 11th pick, I don't know how much you've looked into the prospects in terms of who might be available or who might be something or who might be a player you're keeping an eye on. I mean, who are maybe some of those players that kind of piques your interest in terms of maybe who might be available for the Sabres at 11?
Well, there's a couple of guys, and it's a couple of forwards, and we just spoke with them within the last hour here. One being Cole Yzerman out of the U.S. program, the all-time leading scorer from the program. He just broke Cole Caulfield's record there this season. Big talent, big offensive upside, big scorer. He says he spent a lot of the second half of this year working on his defensive side of the game, knowing that it's a weakness, and very confident player, very heady, and you know, likes to score goals, which is I think everybody can sign off on. Konsta Hellenius out of Finland's another one to keep an eye on. People are going to note the size because he came in at about 5'10" and under 200 pounds, but a very confident player. We just spoke with him maybe 5 minutes ago. An extremely confident player in his abilities and what he can do. And he's a center, so I think he could be somebody of interest for them at that position. Although I do wonder if the draft is going to kind of flip on its head the way it did last year, where when Montreal took Reinbacher, and there was a big defense run after that because elite defensemen were kind of hard to find at the top of last year's draft. Mm-hmm. And that's how Zach Benson ended up slipping down to 13 for Buffalo. I wonder if the opposite might happen with forwards this year because defense is very heavy at the top of the board, and you know, elite forwards. I mean, obviously outside of Macklin Celebrini, are kind of in demand there. So I do wonder if maybe players like that might end up jumping up the board just simply because people are going to say, like, well, there's a lot of defensemen. We can get somebody who's similar to maybe somebody else that we had our eye on, you know, when it's, you know, later on. But yeah, it's, if Buffalo ends up holding on to their pick, I think those are two guys to really keep an eye on. Obviously, the connections with the program are obvious with Buffalo. You know, he just hired Mike Leone to coach in Rochester, came from the program and coached in the USHL. So there's that. But they've done pretty well with guys from Finland, guys from Sweden, and you know, if you've got top players there, they're worth getting.
Joe, we can shift now a little bit as the Stanley Cup final is tonight. And, of course, game one, Florida, Edmonton. The story of these two teams, very drastically different when it comes to one being top-heavy with the best, with probably the best duo in the National Hockey League. And then on the other side, a gritty team like Florida that that just makes sure that they physically will their way to the success that they've had.
Yeah, it's a really interesting comparison with these two. I'm going to be very interested to see how Florida handles Dreisaitl and McDavid, because I mean, you know, everybody in the league struggles with trying to put a wrap on them, because they're just so tough to defend. And if you give them power plays, I mean, you're just shooting yourself in the foot. You know, Florida doesn't mind mixing it up, which can sometimes lead to penalties, which can cause trouble, but you know, it's very funny to see Matthew Tkachuk talking about how he's cut out the in-between whistle stuff this year, which is like, okay, man, I suppose so. I guess that counts for something. The part of that matchup that's going to be really interesting for me is McDavid and Drysdale having to deal with Alexander Barkov, who, I don't know, you track Florida's run to the Cup final this year. Him and his line have been able to put wraps on everybody along the way. This is an entirely different challenge, mind you. But Barkov's the best of the best. I mean, he won the Selkie again this year. So I'm going to be very interested to see what that squaring off is going to be like between him and McDavid, because I don't know. That's the kind of stuff us super nerds of hockey love to see, is the best face the best for that stuff. And yeah, it's going to be really interesting, especially with Bob playing very well in goal, Bobrovsky, you know, and Florida's defense just jumps into the play so well, and they still defend at the same time. So, yeah, this is going to be a fascinating series. I don't think this is going to be – I know the offensive numbers Edmonton puts up are crazy, but this is a completely different challenge than they've faced up to this year.
Joe Yerden here on the Western Hotline here on WGR. So how do you think this plays out, Joe? Why do you think that the Cup Final goes? I mean, do you have anything in particular you're hoping to see? Any predictions?
I'm obviously hoping to see the best of the best here. I want this to be an exciting series. I'm a little bit slanted in my view just because I've seen Florida so many times this year, you know, covering the Sabres and, you know, following them in the division and everything, that I think that they've got a real edge. And I think they've, you know, comparing it to past teams that have been in that position where, you know, they're in a Cup final and they lose in a tough way against a team that was, you know, basically destined in Vegas last year. Teams like that learn that lesson, that if they're back the next year, they tend to apply it. And I have the feeling we're going to see that with Florida. I think Florida comes away with it, but if they don't stay out of the box, they don't stay out of the box and they don't challenge Stuart Skinner in goal, it could be a very, very unpleasant time for them in the Cup final, because if you give McDavid and Dreisaitl and Zach Hyman all the time and space around the net to score, they're going to. And I like Florida, but it's, I don't know, I've been kind of picking on Edmonton all playoffs, saying like, well, this is going to end at some point, right? And they just keep winning. So, but I'm going to be stupid and pick against them again. I think Florida takes it.
Well, there it is. We'll see what happens there, Joe. By the way, the Lions got slapped with losing a practice. They're trying to get an extra edge, man. I like it.
You know what? If you ain't cheating, you're not trying.
Exactly.
Say, but plus, like, that means they get to start vacation a day earlier. So
see, look at that.
You know, maybe it's a little bit of a method of the madness.
They were thinking long game.
Yeah, that's right. Everybody wanted to get to the beach sooner. So, you know, just, you know, kind of push each other in practice and then just kind of go for it after that.
Yeah, yeah. We'll get sanctioned. We'll lose our one extra practice. All the players are like, oh, no, man.
Oh, no, we get to go home? Bummer.
Joe, thank you as always for being able to join us, especially today with how hectic the day is for you, to be able to carve out a window of time for us here. It's always appreciated. You may be the noted jerk on social media, but you've got a place in our hearts.
Well, I appreciate that, Derek. Thank you so much. And thanks for having me today.
We always appreciate you, Joe. Thanks for coming on. That is
Joe
Yurden, noted hockey Bleacher Report on the West Her Hotline. And Brayton, you and I, we love talking to Joe. Anytime we have a chance to see him, we'll make sure to get out of our way to...
Yeah, he's definitely the type of guy that you see him in a crowd and you're like, I have to go say hi to Joe.
Yeah, exactly.
I have to go say, I'm going to fight through all these people to just go say hi to Joe.
Jacob Trouba style, elbows out.
Yes, yes. elbows out.
Elbows out.
And upwards.
All right, we'll come back here. We'll switch, we'll dial back into that discussion of the Bills when it comes to paying the wide receiver, the trolley train problem, and but also probably have our nonsense segment coming up here next as we're over the clock here. Oh, well, that's something that happens here on all of our shows.
It's all too common.
All too common. We learned from the best in Howard. Derek and Brayton here on Sports Talk Saturday. You're listening to WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.